for people who don't know what you look like, if they haven't gone to your MySpace yet, for a start, why not? Go to the MySpace straight away and check it out. If not, can you just describe what you look like? Abby,
last
could you...
Steps,
hang on, no, not yourselves. I want Abby to describe Hannah.
Oh,
okay,
appearance.
Appearance.
Okay, am I describing Hannah's appearance?
You are, yeah.
No, because
okay.
Hannah always describes me and it's terrible.
You always get Hannah.
Do you want to do it the other way around?
Abby, can you describe me?
Okay, Lisa is very, very blonde.
Right.
Bleach. Almost white blonde. Yeah. Bleach. Slash bleach. Really, really stretched and long. She's very, very tall.
Mm.
But moderately tall. Very slim. She loves to dress really, really modern and nice. Today she's wearing a nice jumper. Yeah, I am too. She's just purchased a new from River Island and she's got cool boots on, which she uses when we gig to stamp with, and so the heels fall off those.
Yeah.
She's got hot pants on too, but her gusset isn't hanging out. she has lovely, lovely, nice milky white skin, and she always looks lovely. That's Lisa.
That's good. I think that's pretty good. That's a good description.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, Lisa, your turn for Hannah.
That means I got Hannah gutted.
Payback. Hannah is gutted. I mean, Hannah is very, very striking. She has it's a compliment. She has almost like cat-like eyes. It's the first thing you see, I think, when you look at Hannah. She's got very beautiful eyes. Even today, slightly swollen, but last night's makeup. However, the eyes are still very pretty. And also, another part of Hannah, which is like one of my favourite parts, is her mouth and her lips. She's got the loveliest, fullest, red, rosy lips you've ever seen. She's also got blonde hair, a little bit of bleach. We're not afraid of the bleach. And she's got a very quirky style. Sometimes she likes to steal other people's identity because she can't quite find her own. But this is the truth. But she always wears some quite funky tights, some boots that are normally falling apart. And at the moment, she's going through a phase of wearing very short shorts and a onesie, which, for people who don't know what a onesie is, it's a one-piece, bodysuit-esque popper number. She's got plenty of onesies. So she's a onesie-wearing beauty.
Wow. So far, so good. If people don't come along to your gigs just on those two descriptors, something wrong with them. Okay, your turn then. It's Hannah, you're doing Abby.
You've got to describe. Whoever gets me to describe them gets a bit upset. So I'm sorry, Abby, but here we go. My chair squeaks a lot.
Go. Don't touch
Abby,
me.
Abby.
Anytime this week.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what we're this is the biggest feature on your
show. All I can think of at the moment is gusset. So I'm sorry, but that's the first thing that I'm going
to
say.
That's upsetting, isn't it? See, this is why you don't want Hannah to describe it. Gusset.
Abby's very pretty.
Full stop. Let's move on to the next feature.
No, I will carry on. She's got less bleach than us in her hair. She's got very big feet. Actually, we played a game the other day. She's got a really nice smile.
Yes.
And we played a game the other day where we went on Photoshop. Lisa, you'd gone to bed. And
and
I got really upset because... Photoshop, and we had my face and then Abby's face, and we put Abby's features on my face.
Oh, it was great.
And I was really happy. So Abby's got really good features.
Oh.
And it was a really nice looking
girl.
If we were
told, it was a nice looking girl.
But then it all went wrong when we put my features on Abby's face.
And I was obese.
Horrendous.
It was weird.
I must have
smaller features or something. No, bigger features to fill my face, because Hannah's didn't fill my face, so there was a lot of empty head around the nose and eyes. It was really upsetting. Hannah actually got a strop and was like, take it off the screen. Turn it off. Get it off. Get it off. I want to go to bed. She really didn't like it.
I think you should design the games and put it onto your website whenever you get a website proper. And then you can just swap the bodies around. It'd be great.
So you can see what children you'd make.
Yeah.
Live and local from the heart of Exeter, this is Phonic FM.